Well, you know, we wrapped up our preparations on the field for practice. I thought we had a good practice today. Finished ahead of schedule, which is always a good sign toward the end of the week. And, you know, obviously we're excited about this opportunity to go play against an excellent football team in a tough environment.
What's the sense, the feeling you're getting from the players there on Saturday, your energy level, and you're going to have that window?
Yeah, I think it was good. Again, one of the ways you can evaluate a practice is by the length of it, and is it ahead of schedule, behind schedule. It's not always a, you know, foolproof thing, because we have a couple drills in there, like a two-minute drill that can take varying levels of time and those type of things. But I thought overall the practice was good, and the guys were on task, seemed mentally and physically, so I think it's good.
When you guys finish early, I assume that means everything went pretty crisply, huh?
Yeah, we do our best and not repeat anything, and so it's really incumbent on the teams that are putting on, the guys that put on the look of New Orleans, to do a great job. It's important every single day, obviously, Chris, but you know, on Friday you wouldn't want to spend extra time on the field unless you have to. You know, the earlier in the week you're not necessarily as concerned about that.
Joe, when you have players who are questionable or doubtful or whatever, is it always a medical decision, or is it sometimes a coach's decision, sometimes take player input?
Yeah, I think it's all of the above. I mean, the goal is to, you know, put together the 46 guys that we feel give us the best chance to win the football game, period. And then that's what we have to do, that's what we're charged with, and that's what we do every week.
As far as how are you going to spend your day on Monday? I mean, the night game. What do you do?
Yeah, we'll have some meetings during the day, and you know, spend some time looking, obviously, at the tape, and we have some meetings with the players, and just get ready for the game to coach the best game I possibly can.
Anything you have to say to the players that have not experienced this Monday night, whether it's a rookie or a young player, you know, just the different schedule, the different environment?
Yeah. Well, you know, the nice thing about the preseason is you get to play a bunch of night games, you know, so we're used to, you know, checking into a hotel, not having a lot of meetings the night before the game because we have a long day, waking up, having some meetings, mid-morning type thing, having lunch, letting them go back to their room and relax and go play a football game. So, you know, we have some of that. And you know, we need to keep our thing we've talked about is keep our poise and composure. It's the field's the same length, and, you know, all that stuff's going to be the same. So we got to play football.
Joe, when you had when Cam was out there the previous 3 weeks or two plus games, did you see his effect with the other defensive ends, with Shelby and Deion Jordan? Did Cam, you know, did his presence lead to better play on the other side?
You know, obviously he's an impactful player. He's made a lot of productive plays over, you know, the period of time that I've been here. And so I can't think, you know, specifically necessarily, but, you know, he's a guy that offenses pay attention to and devote, as we like to say, some resources to, you know, negate his impact in the game. So I'm sure, you know, there's probably been some. Nothing jumps out at my head right this second.
So in a game like this where you have two undefeated teams, how important is special teams as the third phase of the game?
Yeah, it's huge. You know, they have excellent specialists. We feel like our specialists have played very, very well up to this point in time. They have a good group of core players, as do we. They're very well coached. We feel like our group is. It's going to be a very good matchup in special teams, and you know, could come down to some big plays in that area, no question.
Joe, Ryan has talked about stepping up in the pocket, and you know, he's talked about how much he trusts his protection. Is there any part of you that thinks he needs to run more or maybe throw the ball out of bounds more?
Not necessarily. You know, you don't want to, you know, you'd rather have a guy who's comfortable standing in there and then speed it up as a guy, as opposed to somebody who's always, you know, running out of there. Thought, you know, kind of seeing ghosts, if you will, you know. So I think this is the thing that, you know, certainly there's opportunities for teaching where you can point to a specific play where maybe you could, hey, you might be able to pick up the first down yourself. I mean, I think that happens with quarterbacks regardless if they're second year or ninth year, but you know, that's part of the teaching and development process. But I think it's a better it's better to have a guy willing to sit in there and function, you know, while some stuff's compressing around him, as opposed to I felt something, I got to get out of here.
How important was it to get all the tight ends involved last week going forward? I know it was pretty much mostly Clay at first week, but have Eddie and Sim producing like they are, just to
Yeah, well, they're two young players that, you know, obviously need, you know, the only way to get experience is to go out there and play the game. You know, we do the best we can to simulate it here in practice and provide opportunities for that. But at some point, you got to kind of let him go, let him get in the game and compete and make some plays, hopefully. And they can make contributions. You know, the noticeable ones are obviously in the pass games, and they show up on the stats, but they also need to perform in run blocking and pass protection. So there'll definitely be opportunities for those two guys Monday night.
And, Joe, you'll make the active roster decisions today?
Yeah, and then obviously we still have 56 hours before I have to turn in that sheet, or 54 or something like that. My math, as usual, not very good. But, yeah, we'll have an idea, but we'll reserve the right to change our mind, as always.